Wake up, America. Time to stump the expert. And time for us to say hello and how are you to all our listeners as we start the new season. Now, I'm going to ask you to listen extra carefully because tonight we offer two innovations that should interest all of you. Just hang on a few seconds while I go through our regular rules. Each week at this time, H.J. Heinz Company, maker of the famous Heinz 57 varieties, presents Information Please, with four experts ready and willing to answer your questions. Mail them to Information Please at 570 Lexington Avenue, New York 22, New York. We may edit them slightly, and in case of similarity, you'll have to accept our judgment as to the questions we use. If we do use it, you'll get, with the compliments of the H.J. Heinz Company, $10 in war stamps and the Encyclopedia Britannica World Atlas. If the experts flop on your question, H.J. Heinz Company sends you $57 in war bonds and stamps and a set of the Encyclopedia Britannica. Now, here's innovation number one. If the experts miss on all three parts of your question, beginning tonight, you get, in addition to the Encyclopedia Britannica, a $500 war bond instead of the usual $57 in war bonds and stamps. All questions remain our property. Information, Please, is presented under the supervision of Dan Golenkorn. As for innovation number two, we start a new and regular service this evening. At the beginning and the end of every program, we shall furnish you with a brief news headline hot off the griddle of the NBC newsroom. And here's the first one. This is the night Hitler said would never come. Germany has been invaded, from the east as well as from the west. Troops of the American First Army are 5 miles across the border, and Russian patrols struck into East Prussia, withdrawing with valuable information. The Luftwaffe rose to challenge Allied planes today and lost 175 aircraft. And in the Pacific, our ships and bombers sank 89 Jap ships and sampans in a direct blow against Mindanao in the Philippines. And now, here's our master of ceremonies, Clifton Fadiman.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And we're happy as can be to be back on the air again and to say hello to all of you. We're happy, I say, and maybe a little confused, too, for in the first place, there are all those innovations, $500 if we're dumber than usual, and news headlines at the beginning and end of the program. And by the way, if Germany surrenders while we're on the air, we will not wait for the close of the show to tell you. Also, just to mix up things a little more, I have here a telegram to our producer from the man who was to be one of our guests tonight, and with your permission, I'll read it to you. It's addressed to Dan Golenkorn Associates, New York City. My dear Dan, as you know, I became ill while in Indiana last week, and upon my return, our family physician insisted I go to the hospital for a general checkup. I hope, nevertheless, they'd let me out in time to join the Information Please board tonight, but my doctor is a very determined gentleman, and no plea of mine for a reprieve moved him. I'm very disappointed to miss the program because I look forward to seeing you, as always, and the boys, as well as Mr. Knox, whose performance as Woodrow Wilson I admired so much. I hope you'll give me a rain check for a little later in the season. I'll be listening. Warmest personal regards, Wendell Wilkie. Well, we're awfully sorry that Mr. Wilkie can't be with us tonight. We hope he'll be with us again very soon. Now, on this confusing evening with so many announcements and credits, a little bit like a Selznick production this evening, I feel a little more at ease when I look across my table here and see the familiar, if not exactly bewitching, faces of my beloved colleagues, Mr. John Kieran of the New York Sun and Franklin P. Adams, the literary dictator of Western Connecticut.
Who also looks across the table without...
Feels the same way and worse, I know. Only I got there first. Our guests are, first, substituting for Mr. Wilkie, our good friend Jan Struther, poet, lecturer, and creator of Mrs. Miniver, and Mr. Alexander Knox, whose characterization of Wilson in Darrell Zanuck's great new picture of that name has been widely acclaimed. And now, spontaneous and unrehearsed as ever, let's settle down to work, shall we? Here we go with a question that comes to us from Lucille R. Wiepert of Avon, Connecticut. We have to get 2 out of 3, and it is a musical question. What is the royal or noble station of the people who are associated with the title of each of these musical excerpts? What is their royal or noble station? What grade do they have in the royal hierarchy? All right, Mr. Carr, let's have the first. I had the musical Mr. Kieran's hand up at once. Mr. Kieran.
That's a prince. Someday my prince will come from Snow White.
Yes, that's exactly right. What happened to the rest of you folks?
Never heard of it.
Never heard of Snow White?
Oh, of course. You don't visit the Nickelodeon.
That's a movie.
It's a movie. Miss Strother, did you recognize it?
I'm afraid I didn't.
And Mr. Knox.
I heard it, but I didn't know what it was.
You see, it's very hard to be an expert on this program, Mr. Knox. Now the second excerpt, Mr. Kahn. Take it all back, Mr. Knox. So that was your hand up at once, huh?
It was.
This one. What's the musical excerpt? What grade of royalty or nobility is indicated in the title?
I think he was a count.
Who?
Waldstein.
Yes. What was being played, Mr. Knox?
The opening of the Waldstein sonata.
Yes. And no need to be modest. That's very good. You should come right out and say that very proudly.
Thank you.
Beethoven's Waldstein sonata. You wouldn't know the opus number, would you?
No. I'm sorry.
If it were Adams, you would just name a number. Name a number, Mr. Adams.
26.
Well, 53. That's not bad. Dunninger couldn't do any better. And now the third and last. Oh, I have three hands on this one. Miss Strother?
Death of the Mountain King.
Oh, don't sadden it up too much.
No, that's...
I don't think there's any death in it.
There's a king in it.
Yes, there's a king. What is the, Mr. Karen, what's the title?
In the Hall of the Mountain King.
Hall of the Mountain.
Yes.
By Grieg.
Yes, Grieg's Hall of the Mountain King. And the king, of course, is the correct answer. That gives us Prince, Count, and King, and sends us on triumphantly to this one.